Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
And welcome to Sex with Emily. We are changing the world one orgasm at a time. It's Saturday night and we are live in San Francisco. And we're on till 2 a.m. And for more information about our show, if you're just checking us out tonight, it's sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcasts and our mailing list and our blog. And we got videos we're putting up, which is very exciting. So check it out. So tonight, I'm sorry I was out of town last week, and thanks for everyone who wrote and missed the show and the podcast, but I'm back, and it was good. I hadn't been gone in a while, so feels good to be back here with everybody on Saturday night. And I was thinking tonight, I was excited because I realized that this is our one-year anniversary on Free FM. We started the podcast about 2 years ago, and Free FM asked us to come do a live show about a year ago. So I was thinking about it. And I'm like, wow, a year of live sex, sex talk. And I want to know, are we all happier, smarter, wiser, thinner, fatter, skinnier, longer, shorter? What's your sex life? What's your life like this year? So all night long tonight, we've got special guests and we've got special giveaways. But what you have to do is call and tell me the best sex you had the last year. I need to know what was the best sex you had in the last 12 months. And here's the thing. I always am confused by this question, by this answer and this question, when I say, what's the best sex you had? And then someone will say, oh God, she was the best because the way she talked dirty to me. And I'm wondering, would I think that was hot? If I had sex with the same person you're talking about, would I think that was good? And what is good sex? So when you call me up and you tell me about you're the best sex this year, I need to know why it was good. Because, you know, we all have those stories about people like, oh, he was the best ever. She was the best ever. I need to know what that means. So call me and tell me. And we're going to give you some presents tonight. We are giving away an Oh My Bod, which is the iPod vibrator, and some other things. So pay attention tonight. Another thing is we have Dr. Sadie Allison here, which is a big thing.
Hello.
Hi, Sadie. Sadie wrote she's a best-selling author, and she wrote an award-winning and best-selling book, Tickle His Pickle. She wrote Tickle Your Fancy and Toygasms. So the thing about Tickle His Pickle, I didn't know Sadie. She's another San Francisco woman and talking about sex. And I have a friend, and he was like, Emily, there's this book. I had this woman, and she never got creative with my penis. Let's just say that. So I bought her this book, Tickle's Pickle. So I thought, what else? You know, what can she do? I'm saying, I need some help, Tickle's Pickle. And it was just sitting there on her counter. She never opened it. And he was like, you know what? Every time I go to her house, Tickle's Pickle, it's menacing. It's sitting there and staring at me. And she wouldn't read it because she just never wanted to Tickle's Pickle. So she had to break up with her. But it's an amazing book. I read it all. There's lots of tips. So Sadie's here talking about sex tips for the next hour. And Elizabeth's here, the original producer of Sex with Emily, the ongoing long time. Hi, Elizabeth. So Hello. Glad to see you. It's our 1 year.
I know. I can't believe it.
How does it? It's very exciting.
It is.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
That's really cool.
I know. It feels good. And Menace, you're here, right?
Hello.
Hi, Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
So here's what I need to know, Menace. In the last year since, you know, you've been listening to the show and been on the show, have you had better sex? What was the best sex of your life this year?
The best sex of my life this year? Well, this year just started, but
in the last 12 months. In Sex with Emily years, which is 12 months.
I think I had actually a lot of sex this year.
Right,
which was
but what was
good.
The best?
The best? Oh, that's a hard one.
Come on, Menace. There's nothing we taught you?
No, you taught me a lot. I mean, I had different variations of sex. I just can't pinpoint what would be the best.
Okay.
So what have you learned?
I've learned a lot of different terms that I haven't heard before in other...
Like what? Anything that you can say?
The Dirty Sanchez.
I right.
We won't describe
we
that.
We won't describe
but,
that.
Yeah, but then...
and go
then,
ask somebody.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay, good, Menace. Yeah, you can think about much. That. You've got 3 hours.
Yeah, I need to go take a break.
I didn't want to spring that on you. But anyway, so all night long, your best in the last 12 months, I want to hear, when you say, oh my God, Emily, he was the best I ever had. It was the best night of our life. I need to know what that means. You got to answer some questions. We're going to give away a Tickle's Pickle too. And Sadie Allison's here to answer any sex questions we have, right?
Yeah.
But we're going to focus on men right now. Because we love men and we love their penis and the penis. And Tickle His Pickle is an award-winning book.
It's all about pleasing the guy.
Pleasing the guy.
Yep.
And so we're going to get into that in a minute and the fun toys for men. We talk a lot about toys for women and you've got...
I've got some self-pleasurizers for the guys.
Okay. Yeah. So people can... ask you anything tonight.
They can ask me anything.
For the next hour. Dr. Sadie Allison, you can find her at TickleKitty.com. But first, Dr. Sadie... Mm-hmm. Call you Dr. Sadie. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me, how did you get into the sex business? What's your
I fell into it because it was a hobby of mine to give advice. All through high school and college, I was called the little Dr. Ruth. And I taught my girlfriends how to orgasm.
You did?
Over and over. By telling them just some basic things like, this is what the clitoris is about, this is how it works, here's some lube, here's how you can touch it, go home and try all this. And so time after time, I changed all of my friends' lives and they were like, wow, it worked. And I said, you know, I should just write a little pamphlet and give it away for fun. And who knows, maybe it'll grow into something, but I want to help more women. And so that idea evolved. 3 years later, I came out with Tickle Your Fancy.
Okay.
And now...
Oh, that's like the playbook for the other team. We're going to talk about that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tickle Your Fancy, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Self-Pleasure. So it's an empowerment book for women that teaches them it's okay to touch yourself. You know, women who grew up thinking it's wrong and it's bad and, you know, it's a taboo, that's all done and passed. We're in the new millennium now and it's okay and it's part of our natural birthright. We're born with the parts. It's pleasure. It's okay to touch yourself and it shows you how to do it.
It's a good book. I read it. I actually masturbated twice today. I read your book today. I did. Well, I
a
was
lot of information.
Prepping for the show. I know. I don't need
Have
to
you
share
ever
that
shared
much information.
That much
never.
Information
that's the most.
Wow.
But I got to tell. Well, because that's. I think that's
inspired.
A sign of a good book, because it was new tips, and I like that they're.
So, you're trying.
No,
new tips.
I because of Sadie's book.
It's because of me that she was masturbating.
I was prepping for the show. I read Tickle His Pickle. I didn't have a chance to practice Tickle His Pickle yet because I didn't have a pickle around.
And he'll be happy when she does.
But Tickle Your Fancy, I was like, oh, there's some really good ideas. It's like pocket sized book.
Mm-hmm. So yep. People fit right in the purse.
Everyone should read this book.
Yeah.
Because so you were the Dr. Ruth, because I had friends. I didn't have the easiest time in the world having orgasms either in college. And I had friends like you that would kind of
There's
send
always
me articles.
That girl in the clique that talks about sex out loud.
You and were that one.
I was the one. I was uninhibited. I wasn't shy. I was sexually explorative. I didn't have boyfriends much. So that
you
led
Why?
Me to
You're
just.
You're beautiful, smart woman.
Thank you.
You didn't have boyfriends?
I just was going for the wrong kind,
right? Oh.
You know, looking for love in
sex,
all the wrong places,
but maybe not boyfriends that you Like serious puppy.
Something like that.
And you live in the Bay Area as well.
Yeah, yep.
San Francisco.
I'm here in San Francisco, native.
And you've been on
here.
A million television shows and books, and you've written books, and you've been on radio shows. Mm-hmm. And so you're a pro. Thank you for joining us.
I get out there.
I want to start with, I loved this, Tickle His Pickle, okay? I can't say that enough. Your hands-on guide to penis pleasing. So why do you think that women need a book like this?
Well, because we're never really taught how to have good sex. When you go to school, you know, high school, college, you learn about birth control and STDs and maybe a little bit about the anatomy, but they don't teach you how to have an orgasm, how to give pleasure to a partner, how to receive pleasure and feel comfortable being naked, and just a lot of the common issues. And no one ever addresses that, and your parents certainly aren't teaching you.
Right.
And, you know, your friends might be giving you tips, and the guys don't know what they're doing. They're fumbling in the dark. So where do you ever really learn how to give pleasure to where someone can really enjoy it? And also, everybody's so different. What works on one woman or man won't work on the next.
Exactly.
So you really have to be coached.
And you never run out of examples here in Tickle's Pickle. There's like, oh, I've never done that.
And I know, and there's a ton more that didn't even make it in this book.
This is okay, so I understand that too, because I think, and I've talked about this before, is that we all get set in our ways. We're like, I do the same thing, you know, this every time I maybe touch a penis or am near one, I might do the same thing over and over again, and men the same thing, but you got to mix it up. And there's actually, what I like is the manual stimulation part in here.
Using your hands.
But women using their hands, she's got like diagrams of like eight different kinds of
just the grip alone.
Just the grip.
The like sausage the wrap, the upside down.
Okay. I was like grabbing my, I was like, okay, wait, the sausage wrap and the, what are some other ones in here that I like? The basic grips, the Old Faithful, the Twister, the Pumper. The
cigar roller, pleasure tunnel.
Yeah. I like this.
They love this.
So how did you know, though, what men liked? How did you know?
Well, a lot of it's based on personal experience. I practice what I preach. So like I said, I was single for a long time, and I got to explore and was uninhibited. So that allowed me to learn a lot. And then I also do a lot of research. I mean, I talk to hundreds and thousands of people throughout the years, and I do surveys, and I give seminars, so I get a lot of feedback from people. So I'm really hands-on. Yeah. If you will.
Hands on. That's good. I mean, I want to know, okay, so what do you think the biggest complaints that men have about women when they're tickling?
When they're tickling his pickle?
Yeah. What do they do? How do we mess up?
Okay, well, number one, the most important thing over everything and over any technique that men really want the woman to have is enthusiasm. Believe it or not. Guys would much rather have a woman who's not so great at it, but's really into it, doing it, than a woman who can knock it out in 2 minutes flat, but she's just like, you know, doing the deed, you know, and then it's finished. That's not as fun than someone who's really into it. So they want you
How can they tell if you're into it?
You got to express yourself.
Oh, okay.
You re-tickle his pickle and you learn all my tricks. But I just off the top of my head, I can tell you that they like to hear sounds. Men love hearing things and men love visual things. So just right off the bat, you want to make those little noises. You know, the sucking sounds and the spit and the little ums and ahs and all that little stuff. And you want to position your body in ways where he can look at you and get off on that.
Because they want to see it.
Men are visual. So maybe if you're on your hands and knees, you can lift your butt up and kind of like show parts of your bodies that you think is more attractive and kind of flaunt yourself and let him see your curves, because women are beautiful with our curves. So all of these things together, along with what he's feeling, really enhances it and makes it a really good experience.
Do you think that some women then don't? They're more covered up, or they're like, "Oh, I don't want them to see me."
Oh yeah, they won't even turn on the lights. There's so many people still that like to do it in the dark because they're so shy and insecure about their bodies, or you know, they're not sure if they're doing it right. So just the whole thing is frightening to begin with.
Right.
So it's really good to get some.
Show your body, make noises. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else? What are some other of the main tips that women? How do we mess up? Teeth. No, I know that.
Well, some guys like teeth.
They do.
Oh yes. That's the one cool thing about sex is that there's never a nobody likes this type of thing. There's always going to be someone that likes this and someone that doesn't. So it's all about finding out what your partner really wants.
Okay.
I know guys that like teeth. It's
How do you figure that out?
Well, you got to talk. That's the other thing that you got to do is you have to communicate, because you can learn by kind of their reactions and you can kind of guess, it looks like he likes that, I think he's getting, but if you just ask, or hey baby, does this feel good, or do you like it when I do this, or do you like when I do this, and try to, you know,
and you think most men are honest enough they'll say,
yeah.
They won't say, well, yeah, I like it, even if they don't, just to be polite.
I think that if you exude that energy that you really want to know and you're trying.
Elizabeth is so cute. She just goes, don't you think if they like it, they just would lie and go, yes, honey. Well, I don't know.
Especially if you're enthusiastic, they don't want to burst your bubble, right?
Well, there could be those guys that don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yes.
But I think most guys, if they see that you genuinely want to know and you want to care and it's all about what's going to feel best for you, oh, they'll jump right on it and tell you what they want.
Okay. How do you want your... That's good. See, how do you want your pickle tickle? We're talking to Dr. Sadie Allison. And we're talking... She wrote this book for men... I mean, for women and men, how they could learn different ways they could ask their partner what they want. So I want to hear from women. What have you... Have you found that the pickle likes to be tickled? And men, you know what we're talking about. I'm going to talk about your penis again for a minute. I'm going to tell you about permescent.
Oh.
Yeah. So... some men, your penis size is totally fine, but sometimes you want to last a little bit longer in bed. Maybe you last a minute and you want to last two. Maybe you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10. And also, one in three men actually suffers from premature ejaculation, whereas they can't control their ejaculation. So permescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray. It allows you to have the sex that you want, so you don't have to focus on baseball or whatever it is that you think about. And then you're not in the moment, and then you're not enjoying sex. But permescent closes the arousal gap between men and women. And so women take longer to orgasm. If you haven't figured that out yet, we just do. So you'll last longer and everyone goes home happy. So try permescent, PROMESCENT.com. You're listening to Sex with Emily. Hello, it's Saturday night and we are having fun. Just a few girls here sitting around talking about the penis. If you're driving around in your car, men, women, we've got to hear your tips. What do you like? We have Dr. Sadie Allison here. She's the author of several best-selling, award-winning books, but right now we are focusing on Tickle His Pickle. So any calls that you have or any comments, she's a sexpert trained. So Tickle His Pickle, as you can imagine. Here's what she says in her opening here. I'll show and tell exactly what most guys want, hope, and dream you'll do, and a few things they pray you don't. And then she goes on to say... What if the centerpiece, what if you start dazzling him with exotic new strokes, touches, and licks that render him speechless with mind-blowing orgasms? Would you get his attention? Do I even have to ask? Because here's the thing. We do give lots of tips on the show. We have experts. But we all get set. We do the same things over and over again. And I actually read several of her books this week, and I'm armed with some new information.
Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot in the last 20 minutes.
Elizabeth, producer Elizabeth, what'd you learn, baby?
Well,
you're going to give options to your boyfriend, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, this lubricant, we were just talking at the break about the
Slippery Kitty
lubricant, which is specifically for oral sex.
It's for sex in general. It's water-based. It's actually a lube that I put together.
Tickle Kitty.
Yeah, ticklekitty.com. And it's strawberry lust flavored. So what that means is that you can drizzle a big basket of strawberries when you're doing your thing. And it's especially good for women who are hesitant to do that because of the taste down there.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the number one reasons women don't like to do it.
Because of the taste?
Because of the taste. And the other one's because of the smell. Huh. So shower and shave.
Shower, shave, them in there. Strawberry.
Hey,
lube.
Guys, if you want to shower and shave, hello.
Because men don't. I feel like, yeah, I guess that happens.
Yeah, so you can use this during intercourse, but it's great for oral because you just put a little bit of this on it, and you can also use it with your hands. And that's where I know we're going to go into that pretty soon here, yeah. And that's a great...
You've got this... I've read some books about, you know, the penis, all that stuff. She's got... whole things here about manual stimulation, about women stimulating men with their hand. You know what I'm saying. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. Because they do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And why not have a woman help? But here's the thing. She's got like 10 different kinds of positions and hand moves. I mean, it's like, it's going to keep you busy for years.
It's a science.
It is a science.
You wouldn't think you can do so many different things to the penis to please it. That's the world of pleasure that we're talking about. And people just, because usually with a guy, usually he can climax. And it's not so hard. It's like he wakes up and he's ready to go. The wind blows, he's done. So it's pretty simple to do. But we do get into a routine of doing the same thing for him. Right. You know, granted, it feels good still and he still finishes off. But when you come in on Valentine's Day and maybe you read Tickle His Pickle and you start doing some new things that he never even thought you would ever do or never even thought of himself, that's when you're going to totally shine.
What are some new things that you could just teach? I'm not that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about how, what's the word? I'm like, I'm not that, I'm kind of clumsy sometimes, you know. I got to, what are some easy things to
learn here? Here's a huge, huge tip. Now, a lot of women get this one already, but some never really thought of it like this. You got to use your hands at the same time.
Use your hands at the same time?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that our hands and our 10 fingers are some of the best sex toys in the world, and they're attached to our bodies. And they can do wonderful things. And when a guy is receiving pleasure from you in this way, the more feelings and pressures and touches he's getting at the same time, the better it feels. Just like you. Think about it on the receiving end.
Okay.
When a guy is doing the same thing to you, he's giving you oral pleasure, you're feeling the main thing, of course, but then when his hands are all over your body, or he's got his hand on your butt or your breast, and he's doing all these other things, and there's so much more enhancement around the whole thing,
that
really makes the whole experience better.
So women, we should employ, because some of these things now, for the upside down sausage wrap, the two-fister, the pumper, the twister, the turtleneck, the V-spotter.
What's the turtleneck?
What is the turtleneck? What's the turtleneck? Page 71 of your book here.
Okay.
No lube necessary. Okay, you can read it.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
I'm still...
Can we? Okay, I'll read it. You'll read the next one. Grab him. This is in Dr. Sadie Allison's book, Tickle His Pickle. No lube necessary. Grasp him firmly just under the ridge and stretch his skin.
So basically, traditionally, you would see a hand going up and down. And that's your basic technique. But this is different, where you kind of hold on to it in one spot. And it's a firmer grip. And then you're just kind of like going up and down in mini strokes and not really going through the whole extending of the whole penis. And there's a diagram here too. And it's like, it's such a simple little thing, but you just try all these different variations with your hands and your mouth, and it feels different for him.
Okay. And then women, do you feel that women don't really do this enough?
No.
With their hands. Mm-mm. They don't. These are complaints in all
guys
your research.
Guys too. Guys don't touch women enough in this way either.
Guys don't. That brings us to...
They self-pleasure and women self-pleasure, but we got to use our hands to pleasure each other. I even encourage couples to not have intercourse all night or anything else except manual stimulation for each other. And that includes all over your body, too.
In your book, Tickle Your Fancy, you talk about how women... This is like a men's playbook, you say.
It's the other team's playbook, yeah, because it's a book written by a woman for women on how to touch themselves. So if you're a guy out there and you're looking for the new techniques on how women really like to be touched, read this book.
So what are the other, if we could say any points in here, we asked this about what women aren't really doing for men. What would you say that women want more from men?
Well, aside from passion and romance and affection and all the normal stuff, I think women want to be touched more naturally, because people forget all of the foreplay.
The kissing,
all that normal stuff, but they also forget to use their hands, and hands feel so good. I mean, when was the last time you really had a good manual stimulation experience from a lover? Where you said, wow, I don't even need to have intercourse now, let's go to sleep.
I can't answer that. Elizabeth, can you answer that question?
I can't.
See? See what I mean? Where are the guys?
Menace? No. Any manual stimulation from... No, I have to say that you do once you get... No. Because I think that they're nervous and they just want to have sex. Well, we're going to have sex. We might as well just jump to that. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to really use my hands and warm you up? Baby, rev your engine. So.
And forget those guys.
So forget those guys. Right? Not that they say that, but they could say that.
You know what just occurred to me is I think a lot of women stay away from manual stimulation from men because that's what men do to pleasure themselves. And they feel like it's hard to beat them or do any better. And
now you're
you can't beat them. Well, they can beat them.
Like, well, you're not trying to beat them. You're trying to join the party.
Right.
You're just one of the team members. And believe me, when someone else is doing it for you, it's always going to be better than doing it yourself. So long as you're doing it relatively good.
See, I have a few friends and they're like, whatever happened to that when women just doing the manual job? Why don't women do that enough? Because they do, Elizabeth, to your question, they do it themselves, and I think that they really like it, but women just think, oh, I have to mimic exactly what you're doing. But men want it to be, I think, different.
Yeah, be
original.
They
can do it one way. Like, you'd have two hands, you know, and you...
Use two hands. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You could do...
Just the fact that you're doing it all, they'll be grateful. They won't even be comparing it to themselves. It's not like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So what else are they complaining? Okay, so these are tips for men now. And Tickle Your Fancy... What are, okay, so the women, they want to use the hands more, but what are some of the specific things in this book that you have found women can show their partners to do that they wouldn't normally know, as far as having women help them get orgasms.
Go to page 38 in Tickle Your Fancy,
38,
I have clitoral stroking styles. So this whole chapter is dedicated to the clitoris, which
I read this today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me just reiterate, there's still people out there that think that penetration is what makes a woman climax, and it's not. Most of the time it's direct stimulation of some sort of the clitoris. And anatomically, our bodies aren't made. Some women can, of course, but most women don't. And so while a guy might be trying all night long in missionary, that's not going to make her orgasm. Mm-hmm. You have to use your hands at the same time on her clitoris, or provide oral pleasure before, during, or after. And you have to do something, or even tilt your pelvis in a certain way,
right?
Mm-hmm. Where it's putting pressure on her clitoris while you're doing your thing. Yeah. So that's really important to keep in mind. And if you look on page 38, there's all these different ways that you can touch her.
Yes. I read this and it was very
up and down, side to side. Some women like the clitoris to actually be kind of held between the index finger and the thumb and kind of wiggled. There's all kinds of fun little things you can do to that little girl.
Right. And I think that, again, with men too, there might be one thing that they always thought worked. And this is some other inspirational.
And here's a tip that's huge that guys got to know. You've got to have her wet when you're doing this. You can't touch her dry down there.
Right.
Doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. It can hurt even. It's very sensitive.
The
tissue's very thin. Yeah. Spit or learn start doing your thing and it's not wet.
Right.
Please.
Because I think there's also some
I'm speaking on behalf of all our lady listeners.
Isn't there some insecurities too of men? They're like, oh, she should be turned on and she's not. If she's not naturally wet, that means I'm doing something wrong.
Some will think that. And maybe everybody's different.
But it's okay to grab some Tickle Kitty lube.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that I want to say, talking about this again, is that we, later in the show, we are going to be reading letters from listeners. And like we said, it's our anniversary show. We've been on this station for a year. And we were trying to pull themes about a lot of the things that come up. And one of them is men asking, how do I please my partner? What can I do? What are some tips? Why can't she have orgasms? So if you keep listening, we're going to be talking about that throughout the night. These are some good tips, your book, really. I was like I said, I was inspired when I was touching myself.
Right.
So we're going to take a call right now. Marvin in San Jose. Hi, Marvin. Thanks for calling. Marvin. Hey, Marvin. Marvin?
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Let's see. I'm okay.
So what do you need to – how can we help you tonight? We've got Dr. Sadie Allison here.
Well, actually, I heard the topic that you people were discussing for the last few minutes.
Yeah.
I called in. Your phone answer, girl, they seem to get a little nervous. She wants me to kind of try to clean this up.
Okay.
So, I'm going to set a suggestion of a technique if anyone's interested out there.
Okay, a technique? Just, yes, we...
Let's see. Spending time with with my ex-girlfriend one time.
Yeah.
And she was sort of interested in, trying that. I was helping out, so I was, kind of doing it.
Okay.
Like on my own.
Okay, Marvin, we got to hurry it up real quickly. So what was the technique?
She did an external prostate massage type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really intense, actually.
Wow. That's good. Anal play. Okay, thanks, Marvin. That's good. We're going to talk about that. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
He was actually talking about external prostate stimulation.
Oh, okay.
And there's a section on that in Tickle His Pickle as well. It's similar to the hidden G-spot type of thing. It's a pleasure spot inside there that if you stimulate in the right way, he can actually orgasm from that.
I've heard about this.
You stimulate him there while you're doing other things, and he's just like, oh my God, because it provides so much extra stimulation. And the way to massage it from the outside is, which is the taint.
Uh-huh.
The taint this, the taint that is right in the middle.
Right in the middle, okay.
Yeah, and you can use kind of the flat of a soft fist or the tips of your fingers, and you basically just push up.
What if you miss it, though? I kind of know what you're talking about. You can't miss it, though, right?
You're not going to miss it. But if it is too slippery under there, you could end up in a dark place.
On that note, how are we going to tickle his pickle and other accompanying areas? Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Sadie Allison. You're listening to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. Well, we're going to talk about our sponsor, Emily and Tony, which is actually my candles that I make. I have a brand called Emily and Tony. You go to emilyandtony.com. And if you've never heard of a massage candle or used one, you're going to want one because it is... I made it so you'll have better sex and it'll spice up your sex life.
Because it smells good and it's fun to use.
Have you had fun using it?
Me, personally...
Oh, he doesn't massage. It's okay.
I mean, I don't massage.
You like the down-under comfort.
I love the down-under comfort. It is awesome.
That's for your balls.
But I use the candle all the time.
Yeah.
But just not for the house.
Right.
Just not as massage candles. But my coworkers... Which, remember, I don't know if you remember this, gave me a bunch to give my coworkers, and they absolutely love it.
I love it. Okay, that's good. So, basically, it's a massage. It's a candle. Look, it's a beautiful candle made in France. It's made of amazing ingredients. If you care about that stuff, aromatherapy gets you in the mood. But what happens is you light it, you blow it out, and it turns into warm, sexy, sensual, luxurious massage oil.
That's fun to play with on
my
hands.
Not, yeah. It's like, I put it on at night. People are like, I have no one to massage. I'm like, I give myself a hand massage every night. I blow it out, and it's not like, it's not this kind of like, you know, like a lot of massage oils you get like all over your clothes and your bed. You got to change sheets. It's sticky. This stuff is just warm. It sticks to your skin, not anywhere else, and you'll love it. So check out emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Check it. You'll love it. Just saying, you want to spice up your sex life. It's Saturday night in San Francisco. We're live. We're tickling your pickle. We're talking to Dr. Sadie Allison. It's Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. She's got some toys here for me to look at, too. She's got these masturbation toys for men. Mm-hmm. We're always talking about vibrators and toys for women, but these are some toys for men, which I've never actually played with up close. We're going to get to that in a minute, Dr. Sadie Allison at TickleKitty.com. Thanks for joining us. Cool. So, okay, we're going to talk to Marcella. Thanks for calling. It's Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. Marcella.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Marcella.
How you doing this evening?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so my fiance and his crew from the kitchen are all listening.
No! Okay.
And, I wanted to call in because my story is I was deprived for 3 months without my honey.
Oh.
And when he and I got hold of one another, oh my God, and everything under the sun.
Okay, so what happened? What made it different?
What made it different was the passion we felt was like for 3 months it was built up. Okay. And then it went kaboom. It was fantastic.
And was it worth the wait then?
I wouldn't ever want to go 3 months without my honey around.
Was there anything different that time? Besides the weight, was there any new moves or movement that made it? We're talking about the best sex anyone's had in the last 12 months tonight because we're giving away gifts and things.
Okay, so I had never done anything before, and it wasn't until I got with him that I experimented with roadside, daylight roadside. As we're driving stuck in traffic, I pull a blanket or a coat over me, and he puts his hand over in the area,
that
was amazing. And it was such a rush because I had never experienced that. So to me, for someone who's very not so experimental, that made it amazing. It was like out of nowhere.
Thanks, Marcella. That's a good story. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your information. Jenny Lee is going to take your email address, and we're going to be emailing winners at the end of the night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. I want to know tonight, because it's our 1 year. We've been on the show. We've been doing the show here. What's the best sex? It's 1 year of live sex on the radio. What's the best sex you had in the last 12 months? And why? That was a good story. Hey, Dr. Sadie Allison, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is so fun. Tickle's Pickle, award-winning author, TickleKitty.com. You're going to have to come back because we got so many other things to talk about.
I feel like we just started the tip of the iceberg. Yeah.
We'll come back.
I'll come back. We'll have fun.
Okay, everybody. This is where I talk to you about your penis again. If we haven't talked about your penis enough, I'm going to talk to you about the Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men because it really... Well, It just really is. It's the only one that you want. It is a masturbation sleeve. I've been talking about this for over a year and a half now, and I know you guys are all loving it because every guy who got one is like, oh my God, where has it been my whole life? And it's not because you're not having sex. It's not because you're dissatisfied with your sex life. It's just like how I have a million vibrators, or some women have two. It's fine. You should have something as well that just feels a little different than sex, just as good as sex, and a little different than your hand. And also, if you want to last longer in bed, the stamina training unit is awesome. So do me a favor, because I love you. And if you love me, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you.